or I don't know what, Ifarushi. Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
Farushi?
Ifarushi.
Never heard that one.
Yeah, that's the scatter habit thing. T'as vu une bande, c'était tout ensemble, c'est ça, quand le boss arrivait, ça, c'était tout pissé, effarouché, tout partout, dans différentes directions.
Okay.
All right. Spooky means de revenant, okay. So, it's going to be a short one this morning, because there's no, like I said, no tricks, so all treats.
Well, Jim told me when I asked him about the early years he lived in the country, he said there was no such thing as trick or treating. How about for you, Charlie?
Nope.
Not for you either. Huh?
Non, t'es mais c'est on connaissait pas que c'est ça là. Là. Et les voisins t'es pas next door neighbor comme ils sont aujourd'hui, c'est ça là. Les voisins t'es moins épaillés comme ils sont.
Yeah.
Pas
yeah.
Effarouché non, mais tu épaillé. Non, c'était pas un coutume dans la campagne, si ça. Faudra que quelqu'un t'a été élevé de dessus la rue de la ville, nous appelle, puis nous dire qui ont autres, ça, ils ont passé en travers.
Exactement. We have an early phone call. T'es parlé, Charlie?
Ah oh, oui. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Comment c'est, Mr. Charlie et Mr. Mark?
Ça va beaucoup bien ce matin.
Mr. Gallo, comment ça va?
Meilleur que ça, c'est les deux cas à l'hôpital, Bamala.
Wow!
Deux cas?
Oui.
Je te dis, toi, t'es rendu grand.
Oh, yeah. Je vais t'avoir parlé pour le mot du jour, Spook.
Ouais.
Avoir peur.
Avoir peur, yeah.
Avoir peur.
Ouais, on a eu peur, il y a un tas de choses, mais on n'avait pas ça dans la campagne, dans les spooks.
Non, non. Mais à ce temps-là, faut que tu te guettes, parce que si tu te guettes pas, là... Quand tu peux venir avec tes pétés un coup et gong.
Il y a des hormones tout partout, tous les jours.
Oui, exactement.
Ah, yeah.
Mr. Mark, vous connaissez qui ça c'était?
Oh, yes. I used to trick or treat when I lived in Mamou. I did that. Oh, yeah, I remember I used to go to the show and I'd see all those spook shows at Tucson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Vous êtes un peu fait un bon job.
Mais merci beaucoup.
Et tu aimes les fraîcheurs, le temps frais arrivé?
Ah oh ouais, mais moi, j'aime le temps frais, les temps chauds, je ne peux pas prendre ça.
Ah
Regardez qui j'ai sorti la chaudière ce matin.
Look out.
Oh. Mais Mr. Mark a détruit la porte.
Mais...
La porte du nord.
Oui, exactement.
Écoute... Il n'y a pas rien de meilleur après des températures de 100 degrés, tout ça. Là. C'est ton aide de 40, c'est 43 degrés ce matin. C'était moins fraîche qu'on a sorti.
Ouais, tu vrai?
Et ça, c'est bon. J'ai pas sorti encore ce matin. Là,
mais.
C'est dans quelques secondes.
Mets-toi quelque chose dessus ton dos avant que tu sors, ouais.
Ils vont après souffler.
Non, ils vont après souffler.
Oh, ouais.
Ah, écoute, regardez qui. C'est l'automne. L'automne peut rentrer.
Oui.
Est-ce que l'automne peut emmener l'hiver en même temps?
Mais moi je crois ça moi-même.
Mais ça fait pas de différence. Là, est comme.
Mais on va le prendre comme ça vient.
C'est pas moi qui veux gouverner le temps.
Non. On va toujours le prendre comme ça vient.
Le bon Dieu peut faire un bon job avec ça. Là. Je veux pas son job.
Exactement. Nous n'avons pas fait rien. Ce qu'on peut faire, c'est gaieté.
Et on peut se la monter?
Oui. Oui.
OK, Mr. Gallo.
All right.
Je vous remercie beaucoup et une bonne journée.
Vous parlez.
Good.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know it's called Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie. Steven here.
Hey, trick or treat.
Trick or treat to have Halloween. We have a Halloween party this morning at 11.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where I live here.
You gotta dress, we have
a gumbo and
you gotta dress up in a costume, Stephen?
No, you don't have to dress up in a costume.
Oh, okay.
My question was, what generation was the first generation with, what year was, generation that Halloween was, popular?
When did they start Halloween?
Yeah, when it all got real popular, you know, what decade was that?
It was popular in the 60s. I remember that.
Oh, okay. You went trick-or-treating, Mr. Mark?
Yes.
So that was in the 60s when, yeah, of course. Yeah, you were born in probably 1953, huh?
54.
Well, he's close.
Yeah, I knew you was close to my sister Rose's age. She was born in 55.
Uh-huh.
So you went trick-or-treating in the 60s. So that was probably the first decade that it was popular in the 1960s.
Yep. Probably.
Yeah, probably so.
That was probably it, yeah, in the 1960s. So that was my answer. That's what I wanted to know.
All right. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. 363-2124, the Liling de telephone you've had. And while we wait, we want to hear some spooky stories or your memories of trick-or-treating, your memories of going to the haunted house. Let's make it a Halloween theme aujourd'hui sur la tasse de café. And Charlie, you mentioned about food. You said you put out the show, yeah, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
So that means we're going to talk about some food right now. Let's talk about a great place to enjoy a delicious meal. And that's with my good friend John DeVille and the staff at Cajun Catfish Buffet.
Tired of the fast food and the same old meal routine? How about enjoying a delicious meal at Cajun Catfish Buffet, located just north of Ville Platte on Highway 167? Stop in this Friday or Saturday and enjoy their crab extravaganza. On their all-you-can-eat buffet, you can indulge in Alaskan snow crabs, Dungeness crabs, blue crabs, Jonah claws, along with Gulf shrimp. Their large buffet includes over 30 items to choose from. Wednesday night is Senior Citizens Night, just $14.99 per person for those seniors age 55 and older. Their Wednesday buffet includes fried oysters and fresh blue crabs. Thursday night, their two can eat for the price of one is still going on. Two buffets, just $30, $9.99 for children. Cajun Catfish Buffet is open 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday nights. Bring your appetite and enjoy a delicious, authentic Cajun meal at Cajun Catfish Buffet, Highway 167 north of Ville Platte.
Yes, sir. A delicious place to enjoy a delicious meal. Bring the family and you can have a wonderful meal out at Cajun Catfish Buffet. And ça c'est pas le café, Charlie? No, we didn't get the coffee yet.
No, it's an imitation. But that's to make that little frog that I had in my throat, let it float a little bit on this so I can talk a little longer.
Did you ever visit a haunted house, Charlie?
No.
Never did?
No. Never had the opportunity to.
Yeah. Because I remember there was a lot of talk years ago about the old Hawkins house in Bayou Chico.
Oh.
That was supposed to be haunted, Charlie.
That was supposed to be the real McCoy, too.
Yeah. A lot of people used to go over there and visit it.
Honest, did you ever?
No. No, never did. I passed in front of it for many, many, many years. Never had occasion, and I don't think I'd want to go anyway.
You wouldn't want to stop.
Scrapa.
Go far, Mark. Scrapa don't deserve, no?
I do, and that's why I stay away from it. How about you? Let me ask you this. A black cat crosses in your path. What do you do, Charlie?
Well, the black cat, what's the difference between a black cat and a white cat?
Well, they say obviously you're not superstitious, then.
Well, the black cat had the misfortune of being black, I guess, on this, but I don't know that he's causing...
So you don't believe in bad luck?
Well, oh, yes, I do have bad luck, plenty of it, but I don't remember when I had the bad luck. I didn't remember seeing the black cat, though.
You know, one of the superstitions that my I'll never forget, I want to ask you if your dad told you to do the same thing. I remember as a child I would rock a rocking chair at the house with nobody sitting in it, and my dad would always get mad at me. He said, "You quit doing that." But I never could understand why. The reason why he did not want me to rock a rocking chair in the house. Did your father or grandfather ever tell you that? You think it had something to do with...
Yeah.
Superstitious, huh?
Yeah.
A ghost or something might be sitting in
there. Yeah, he may have had a...
Oh, listen, he'd get mad, Charlie. He'd get fighting mad. He said, "You stop rocking that rocking chair."
He may have had a confrontation when he was younger.
Uh-huh.
That he wasn't sharing the whole story with you on this.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes our parents would teach us a lesson without giving us all the details. They wanted us to learn the rest.
Learn on our own. Eh?
Yeah.
T'es pas allé pour d'autres calls?
Hey, allô, Charlie. Okay. Bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Yes, Mark, Mr. Charlie. The reason they didn't want you to rock a rocking chair with nobody in it, it was a sign of something bad was going to happen.
Ooh.
Normally, it was a death in the family.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He never told me that part of the story.
Mm-hmm. That's what it means. That's why, if you remember, they used to have their rocking chairs on the porches.
Uh-huh.
They weren't using them. They'd always turn them facing the wall upside down. So the wind couldn't make the rocking chairs rock.
Ça les mettait à l'envers.
Ouais.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they'd do it, so the rocking chairs wouldn't rock, because it meant bad luck in the family. Somebody was going to pass away or get real sick or something like that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, but the people in those days had to live with their imagination because there was no communication.
Mm-hmm. And my grandparents always told me, if a black cat crosses your path, stop and make a sign of the cross on the ground and make the sign of the cross on you, and you won't have bad luck.
Really?
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay, now explain to me the deal about walking underneath the ladder.
That is, there's several things about that, but the main thing is a person was walking, they were doing construction on the street.
Right, right.
Walking under a ladder, and something fell off the ladder and hit the guy in the head.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that's...
That makes sense.
That was the bad luck he had, walking underneath that ladder.
That's how it got started. They claim that's how it got started, about walking under a ladder as being bad luck.
How about walking on a crack in a sidewalk?
Oh, that's just a childhood superstition. You know, to walk on a crack, break your mother's back, you know, things like that.
Yes, yes.
Ah, yes.
So... That was just some nursery rhymes that people kind of put into reality, I guess.
Well, a lot of that stuff is superstition. But that came, like we said, as part of communications in those days, because you didn't have the modern technology of communications with telephones and everything.
And at the old Hawkins place, my brother went to the Evangeline Club. This is in the 60s, when the Hawkins place was still there. He brought some of his friends. They lived in Turkey Creek.
Uh-huh.
So he was going to bring them back home. Well, when they got in front of, this is on Halloween night, when they got in front of the old Hawkins place, his car just went dead. The lights went dead. The car went dead. So he coasted to the side of the road. They picked up the hood. They started messing around with the battery cables and stuff. Nothing would happen. They happened to look at the old Hawkins place, and they saw a lamp going from window to window. And I said, it must have been a flashlight. No, he said it was a lamp. You could see the flame flickering. So they got scared, and they started pushing the car. When they got to the intersection in Chico, where you can turn right and go to St. Landry,
uh-huh.
They stopped. They noticed the lights came back on the car.
Whoa.
He got in the car, he started it, and they took off.
He didn't leave any messages behind either.
No.
But now, when he was coming back?
He said when he came back, everything was okay, but it was after midnight.
Oh, okay.
So
I bet you he wasn't doing 10 miles an hour on the way back either.
Oh, no. He said he floored it on the way back.
Okay, well, that's a true story now.
Oh, yeah, that happened to him. He swears up and down that actually happened.
Well, we have to believe him if he said it.
Well, listen, y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much for calling, sir.
Happy Halloween.
All right.
Thank you, David. 363-2124. Charlie, like we've done in the last few years, we're going to end up at La Taste Cafe by playing a very spooky song, Charlie. The Devil Is Laughing at Me by Jimmy C. Newman.
Okay.
And it's a spooky song. So we're going to hear a word from you, and then we'll pick up some more.
Can I give a treat to the people?
Yeah, go ahead.
A message from Ville Platte Transmissions. Now, if you're having transmission problems, that doesn't mean that it's a spooky thing or Halloween thing. It means that you're having problems. You want to come to the experts at Ville Platte Transmissions, LLC Ville Platte. They offer you over 45 years of experience. Ville Platte Transmission works on any make, any model, standard, automatic, domestic, or import, and they are one thing. They are your electronic overdrive specialist, and they offer nationwide warranty. free local towing with major repairs, one-day service in most cases, and financing is available with approved credit. Services include the heavy-duty trucks, all automatic front-end, front-wheel drive repairs, and more. They also accept the fuel man. Ville Platte Transmission LLC is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then on Fridays by appointments only at 1014 West Lincoln, Ville Platte, or give them a call at 363-4897. Ville Platte Transmission LLC, transmission professionals at your service and owned by Alan Moore.
All right, Charlie, t'es parlé pour notre call?
Allons, Charlie. Et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Danny Gilroy.
Hey, trick or treat to you, sir.
You too, sir. And Mark, well, see, you know, talking about the old Hawkins house. When it came time to go down, my dad and some of his brothers and all, and others too, they talked to whomever, and they hired them to tear down the Hawkins place along with other people. And Daddy brought back some shingles, some square nails, all kind of pieces of scrap wood and stuff to the house. But he said that was just the first day that they had started. And all his brothers said the same thing. So we ain't going back there.
Mm-hmm.
They would never explain it. I knew it was haunted, but they'd never explain it. And to this day, I mean... I don't know. Something happened.
Wow, that's scary.
And they never told you what it was?
Sir?
Never said what it was?
No, he took it to his grave.
Best he do that? That's for sure. Well, good. And that's the reason why it stayed so long, and no one wanted to tear it down.
Exactly. The scariest haunted house I had ever been to was just over the bridge into St. Landry Parish, and that's when Emil Steckler and them lived back there, and they put on a haunted house, and boy, did they put one on. I was the first one I ever went to, and I went to one since then, and never went back there, scared the daylights out of me.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Jamie, for sharing that. We have to share with you. Somebody
Jamie,
just visited.
No coffee this morning.
And Mr. Mark?
Yes.
I forget what organization in Ville Platte when I was growing up in the late 60s and 70s, they had a haunted house right on Main Street on one of the other side streets.
Yes.
But it was an organization in town. I don't remember which one it was. Does anybody recall that?
I don't know, Jamie, but Charlie's mine is on some Pampad Zoo that was just delivered.
You're talking about a treat.
Okay, I'll eat some for me.
It looks delicious, and Charlie got a big smile on his face.
This bite is for you, Jamie.
Have a good one, okay?
Thank you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Hillary Hill has just delivered some some fresh homemade pampad juice, some French toast. Et c'est bon, Charles.
Oh, can't describe how good it is.
It smells good. So let's take a break and let's hear a message from Cheryl at Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at AllergyLA.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
We've got the man himself, Mr. Hillary Hill. Hill, you said that you used a different recipe today for the pampad soup.
I use store-bought eggs. I usually get my country eggs to make it for y'all. I want to make sure that it's good, you know? But I didn't have any. I couldn't find any. And the one I usually get to, I forgot to ask him. So this is my fault.
Oh, it's
you should have gone to my house. I had plenty.
Well, I don't even know. Next time I'll call you. I'll go to your house.
Hill, what's your recipe? How do you fix your pampad?
Oh, it's very complicated. You better get a pencil and paper.
Okay.
And plenty of time.
Yeah. One egg and one heaping spoonful of sugar.
How much is a heaping?
An anta.
As much as it can hold.
Okay.
Not a serving, you know, a regular spoon, a gumbo spoon. Let's put it like that. A gumbo spoon, okay? So, and I'll put a little bit of milk, and I'll stir it good, and I'll let it soak, though. I'll let the bread soak. I need some old bread. The older the bread, the better. Not bad bread.
It's drier bread.
Dry bread.
So fresher bread's not as good.
No, it don't soak.
But this one must have been fresh bread, because it sure tastes good.
Well, I tell you what, that's the good bread. That's the papaji bread.
Oh,
that's some good stuff.
It's been aging.
Oh, yeah. Can I make an announcement? VFW, I forgot. That's another thing I forgot. My VFW man that comes to the KVPI, give his notice. He's sick. He couldn't come, and I forgot to come. So tonight is our meeting, VFW, Post 3803 and Ladies Auxiliary, 6 o'clock, as usual, last Thursday. And this is going to be our last meeting for this year. Next month, which is tomorrow, it's Thanksgiving Day, the last Thursday, so and Christmas, so... This will be our last official meeting for the year. Hope everybody is listening to KVPI.
Tonight at what time?
Tonight at 6 p.m., 1800 hours, say like we used to say.
And supper will be served?
The commander is making a hen and chicken and turkey and whatever, gumbo.
You're getting us hungry again.
So anyhow, we'll have plenty to eat. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for letting me.
Yes, sir.
Advertise.
Well, I'll tell you what.
So tell us, Charlie, you had a chance to sample some of that pampadju. What's your opinion?
Ooh. Hey, you know what? Thank you for some more.
Thank you for some more, is that what he said?
Well, if the good Lord's willing, Charlie.
No, but I'm just saying, some more this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they got some more. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said. It did me some good,
hit the spot.
It helps the voice.
I don't need my water no more. It solved my horses. it chased that old frog out of my throat, Mr. Hill.
And Mark.
It keeps the frogs away.
He's bad, huh? What you do without him, huh? It'd be dull, huh? It would be dull over here at KVPR.
Oh, come on now.
Come on.
It's not that good.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It wasn't too good Monday, though, when I was sitting down in that hospital.
What you doing in the hospital?
I was getting a checkup.
But he got some good news out of it, Hill.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
Right, got some good news on one thing and not on the other. So
I got good news. I went to the VA and get my semi-annual checkup. That doctor told me, the only thing you have to do, Mr. Hill, is drink more water. I said, water? I said, how about a beer? Nope. You need some more water in your system. That's all you need.
Ooh.
I said, well, I think I can do that.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hill. C'était bon. Et Radicky, in the meantime, qui m'ont chargé pour le Bearwood Furniture Center? Ça, c'est entre Sunset et Caron Crow. Between Sunset and Caron Crow, located off of I-49, the place where you want to go at 4975 Northwest Evangeline Thruway, the place where you're going to be very, very surprised because of the fact this is a family-owned business, and they have one location only. They don't have a bunch of locations. They treat you right here. They'll do the work that you need done. They're going to make that dream come true. If you've been dreaming about that one particular item, let's say you've been wanting a cypress table for the family on this over here, and you never could find exactly what you wanted in the retail places on it. Go by down there and talk to these folks. I guarantee you one thing. You're going to have that smile on your face because they're going to make that dream of yours come true. You can get in touch with them at phone number 337-896-5203. Or you can go on to Facebook at www.BearwoodFurnitureCenter.com. And they're going to build it to your specification. And this is going to be just in time for the big Christmas holiday, Thanksgiving holiday weekend is coming up. It's not too early to place your orders. Be sure to contact them. That's the Bearwood Furniture Center between Sunset and Karen Crow. Tell them hello for us.
And you know what? Speaking of holidays, Charlie, we're just a month away from Thanksgiving, huh?
You betcha.
And just 2 months away from Christmas. Boy, ça peut approcher bien vite. T'es paré pour un autre call?
Mm-hmm. Et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Bon matin, Charlie et Mark.
Bon matin, vous.
Je parle des événements.
Qu'est-ce
qui s'est passé? Well, one of my sons and his wife and stepson was living in my mother's house while they were building a home. My stepson had a visit from my mother.
Oh?
Got up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom, and he sat on the edge of the bed for a while. And at the foot of the bed, he said he saw a vision. He told my son about it. He said, there's got to be mama.
Mm.
My son had had a visit from her before. He was repairing some plumbing in the house. And he could feel someone looking over the shoulder. He'd look, no one there. He felt it on the other side of the shoulder. Look, no one was there. Anyway, my stepson described the image of what he saw. And my son said definitely that had to be his grandmother, my mother.
Wow.
My stepson came here to visit for a meal or something. I asked him, I said, tell me what you saw. Describe it to me. He said, she looked just like you.
I don't. We all have had.
You don't have some chills when you hear some things like that?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Marianne.
Not that many months ago, I started feeling someone walking behind me, and I knew nobody was there. And the second and third time when I'd feel it, when it came to the third time, I turned around and I said, Mom, if you come to get me, I'm not ready to go yet.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I said, I'm not through living my life.
Uh-huh.
And the second person, I'm assuming, was my father. He's been deceased twice the amount that she has. And they turned around and they walked away and never heard from him since.
Wow.
So in other words, you told them to go home and leave you alone.
Well, I just said, I'm not ready to go. I didn't say go home. I just said I'm not ready to go. If you come to get me, I'm not ready yet.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a similar situation on this, and this was several years back when my father-in-law passed away. I was doing my mother-in-law a favor. I was doing the yard work. I was the lawnmower man. And at the beginning, every time I'd go into that backyard and I was cutting grass, like you said, I'd get a strange sensation that someone was near me. And I'd turn around and there was my father-in-law looking at me. I'm sure he was watching to make sure that I'd do it because he was a very particular man.
He was watching to see if he was doing it correctly.
Exactly. And I must have passed the test because after two or three times, I haven't seen him since.
I guess he decided it was, whether you were doing it like him or not, it was being done. That was the main thing.
But that was a fact for sure, what I'm telling you. That actually happened.
Well, I know this actually happened because my son told me about it several times, and I mean, when he tells me things, you can count on it. I did not see the image when I turned around, but I had the sensation of the feeling that somebody was following me.
Uh-huh.
And the first time, I didn't pay too much mind to it, but it stayed on my mind thinking of who it could be until I figured it out that I said, it's got to be my mother and father.
Well, good.
And so when it came to the third time, again the second time, I kind of ignored it, you know. And when it came to the third time, I stopped myself and I turned around and I said, Mom, if you come to get me, I'm not ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the story right there.
And
huh?
That was the end right there. I'm not going to say she's not going to come back.
Well, that's great. Well, Mary,
and then she visited my grandson, and when he told me, he described it to a T with the glasses, the gray hair, everything to my son. And when I asked him, he says, she looked just like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's an appropriate story to tell for Halloween weekend, like
yes.
This.
Well, isn't it Halloween today?
Yep, ça donne moi un frisson listening to a story like that.
Oh, come on, Mark.
Thank you, Miss Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
All right, y'all have a good Halloween day.
All right. Boo. Bye-bye. Let's take a break, and let's hear a message from Perry Pete Ford. Charlie.
Perry Pete Ford is your preferred dealer for Polaris and more. In all of Eunice, there is not a friendlier or more knowledgeable sales staff. Conveniently located at 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, Perry Pete Ford can provide you with the latest and best in power sports products, service, and repair. They specialize in new and pre-owned Polaris sales, financing, service, parts, and accessories. They offer a great selection of ATVs, Rangers, and many pre-owned units for you to choose from. If you're looking for Polaris ATVs, Ranger, and RZRs, then look no further. Trust your power sports vehicle with their service center. Know the job is done right the first time. Their combined experience and enthusiasm for power sports makes the right choice for all things Polaris. Perry Pete Ford, a premier Polaris dealer. Phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
And looks like Miss Becky brought you some coffee, Charles. Café bon?
Good.
Lip smacking good.
Était bon. Il est bon. Et Redé qui va espérer là, va pas boire toute la tasse de Tostel parce que il reste toujours un bout de temps pour moi parler de la tasse. Il a besoin de quelque chose pour avoir pour tremper la gorge.
Exactement.
On va dire ça ici parce que on a besoin de tremper la gorge quand ça vient pour charrer pour le Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Bordelon's Home Furnishings a trois locations pour bien vous servir, mon. Ça veut dire qu'ils sont sérieux avec leur service. Et ils sont sérieux avec leur prix dessus ça. Ils sont sérieux dans toute la qualité de butin. Ça vous êtes peut-être gardé pour. Ils ont un tas de choix. Ils ont de la bonne qualité de butin à des prix extra raisonnables. Là, vous dites que si vous êtes émoyer, prendre un petit break, vous êtes à passer de cash pour fournir ça, vous êtes fournir pour les fêtes à venir. Charlez avec ces voyants monde. Ils ont des termes. Ils savent vous êtes pour payer ce temps par mois de ce salaire. Charlie Bordelon et Chris Bordelon en Marksfield location, là avec Barry Bordelon à Crowley et avec Farrell Dupré à Jennings. Ça, c'est du monde. Tu peux faire les arrangements. Si vous n'êtes pas capable de payer tout en cash, d'être là. N'ayez pas peur, avancez. C'est tous vos amis. C'est du monde qui veulent votre business, ils ne seront pas satisfaits avant que vous êtes satisfaits. Et ça veut dire que vous allez trouver la meilleure qualité dans les butins, les matelas, les appliances et tout ça. Vous allez tout le temps être bien satisfaits quand vous allez deal avec les cadres de les Bordelon Home Furnishings à Marksville, Crowley et à Jennings. Et ça veut dire, n'oubliez pas, dimanche, c'est lose your hour. Non, it's gain your hour.
Gain your hour, yes.
Yeah. Ah oui, c'est juste, c'est trick or treat, c'est qu'on est. OK, ça fait, ça veut dire, ça vient de Charlie Bourdelin, la bonne. Ça vous souhaite tout un bon, happy holiday weekend.
All right, Charlie. Thank you, Mr. Hillary Hill, again, for the delicious pampadieu. And while we wait for another phone call, allons écouter un message pour Evangeline Bank.
Are you getting the best possible return on your savings and investments? Call Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. Ask about their new and improved, very competitive CD rates. Get the most out of your investment with Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. When you deal with local people and a community bank who truly cares about you, you get the hometown bank and people of Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. Locally owned and operated since 1907. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. TheRealBank.com.
Are your friends and neighbors in this community we share? For over 100 years, we're the name you trust. You know that we'll be there. We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
OK, Mark, Estelle, je vais chatter avec vous pour le Lakeview Park and Beach. En fait, ils sont sur le Highway 13, au nord de Eunice, à peu près 3-4 milles au nord de Eunice. En place, ici, vous allez tout en voir l'agrément. Pour exemple, ce samedi prochain, le 2 de novembre, Jamie Bergeron et les Kickin' Cajuns vont être jouer dedans leur place de business. C'est connu comme leur magasin, The Barn. Ça va commencer à 9h. Le samedi prochain, le 9, Travis Matt et les Kingpins vont être jouer dedans le Bourne à 9h. L'étiquette est toujours valable et l'étiquette, ils sont 10 piastres. La personne et pose le monde taper camp. Là, ça, ils ont leurs deux tickets et vont dedans leur free admission. Ça fait venir puis supporter votre musicien local. Lakeview Park and Beach. Et c'est à peu près 3 000 au nord de Eunice, la place UC. Là, on va trouver 95 camper sites avec plein de l'espace en chaque des sites de Chisanda. Ça inclut local channels et des complimentary Wi-Fi. Il y a un playground pour les enfants, il y a un lac pour vous aller à la pêche et tout ça. Qu'on va pas passer un vrai bon temps, un vrai bon week-end à le Lakeview Park and Beach. Vous pouvez les appeler à 457-2881 ou visiter avec leur website lvpark.com. Et happy Halloween à tous!
Cajun superstitions, Charlie. Have you ever heard of the superstition or the old story that if a rooster crows at midnight or at night, there's a death coming in the family?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If... to ensure that a visitor, if there's someone that comes visit your house and you don't want them to come back to your house, throw salt as they leave in the form of a cross and they'll never come back into your house.
Oh, never heard of that one.
Never heard that one, huh?
Cool.
If someone passes a mop over your foot, you'll never get married.
No. I've heard, though, where if someone passes the broom and they sweep your feet, that'll be 7 years of bad luck.
Really? Okay. How about this one? If your left hand itches, you'll come into some money.
How about when the right hand itches?
You'll meet an old friend.
Oh? Ça fait, quand les mains démangent les deux cartes, c'est un ou l'autre.
If an alligator crawls under your house, there'll be a death soon in the house.
I guess so, yeah. yeah.
It says, never eat both ends of a loaf of bread. Throw one end away, and that's all. Always like the ends of a loaf of bread. It says, throw one end away. If you eat both ends of the bread, you'll have trouble making ends meet.
I guess so, yeah. If you just have one end,
I don't know where they come up with this stuff.
Yeah, but that I'll agree with. You'll never make ends meet if you throw one away. Of course not.
And do you ever hear the story, Charlie, if your mom drops a wash rag or a towel, a visitor is coming.
La compagnie vient, mom.
Yeah, so you've heard that one before.
La chaudière en feu, mom. La compagnie peut venir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ça c'est dans chose. On n'avait pas de téléphone, ça fait. Faut vivre avec les accordances de des superstitions comme ça. Là.
To protect against the devil, hang a mirror on your porch by the door. Monsieur Diab is very vain. He's so attracted to his own image in the mirror that he can't move from the spot until the sun rises and he has to leave. I never heard that one. Hang a mirror on your porch. They leave le diable dehors.
No, never
heard that one.
Never heard of that one before.
So if you have an old Cajun superstition, let us know what you heard or what you remember. 363-2124, 363-2124. You know, we've been talking about Pampadou. We've been talking about gumbo and gumbo weather, Charlie. But you know what? A good Cajun meal, you got to start with some good rice. And it doesn't get any better than that good Prairie Roan rice.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan Rice, from our farm to your table.
Ask for it by name when you go to your grocer, and if they don't have it, they can get it for you. And I'll tell you what, more and more people are trying that Prairie Roan Rice, and they're not going back to their old rice. Ask for it by name, and you can taste the difference. Prairie Roan Rice. Charlie, c'est ton tour.
Et en parlant du manger, Mark, talking about food and being hungry and all of this, and superstitions and this, and treats this, here's a treat for you. A place to where you are going to be treated any day, whether it's today or whether it's tomorrow or any day. You're going to be treated at the Pizza Shack. The Pizza Shack is in Opelousas. Now, Tony Linane Parity said this. They've been in the business since 1988, and that proves to you that they know what they're doing. They have been satisfying the people's appetite, and if you have a hard-to-satisfy appetite, go to Pizza Shack. I guarantee you they're gonna satisfy that appetite of yours on this. And plus, they'll have the coldest beer in town to go with that, too. With all of that fun, you can meet all of your friends and neighbors and relatives or whatever. Gather there, and you're going to understand why so many people love that Pizza Shack pizza. It's a one of a kind. You'll never find something better than that. They have their signature ingredients, their signature sauces, made daily. And one-of-a-kind dough, always made from scratch. So you can't go wrong. These guys are professionals. They are there to satisfy your appetite. And they do a very, very convincing job on this. Don't take my word of it, or Mark's word of it, or anyone else's word. Find out for yourself. Visit the Pizza Shack at 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas.
Hey, Charlie, t'es parti pour notre call.
Bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Yes, Mark, Mr. Charlie.
Hey.
On the dish towel, if it falls and it's spread out pretty much evenly, it's a woman that's coming. And if it falls crumpled up, it's a man coming.
Oh, I didn't remember that one.
Mm-hmm. And it is the one about the mural on the porch. That was an old Appalachian thing. It was in the Appalachian Mountains that started.
I see.
Okay. Now, here's one. If you break a mirror, it's 7 years bad luck, right?
Right.
Now, here's the thing. If you let the glass, the shards, stay where they're at for 7 hours, you won't have bad luck.
Oh.
That's the antidote for it.
Okay.
So don't clean it up.
Right. Don't clean it up. You leave it there for 7 hours, and you won't have bad luck.
Hmm. Because if you walk in those pieces right there, you're liable to have bad luck.
But they say to throw a sheet or something over it, you know, to make sure nobody walks on it. But, you know, that's the theory. Now, here's a spooky little story for you. This man worked for a funeral home. He had a little boy that was deathly ill. They didn't think he would make it. They were at the hospital, and the man went into the lobby to kind of compose himself, you know, so the wife wouldn't see him cry. And he looked up, and he saw this elderly lady looking at him. And she just smiled at him. And he looked back again, she was gone. So he's going down the hall to go back to his little boy's room at the hospital. And the doctors are there, and he's thinking, oh, my Lord, it happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors look at him and says, I don't know what happened, but your son is cured. Just like that, he's cured. He said, I can't explain it. He said, I don't know what happened, but he said, he is okay. So they're bringing him back home. And on the way home, the little boy asked his mom, he says, Mama, where's the mama that came visit me? Well, she said, son, she said, there's nobody that came visit you. I was the only one in the room, just me and your dad. He said, there was a mama that came visit me. So when they get home, they had a photo album on the coffee table. And the little boy is leafing through the photo album, and he sees a picture. He says, Mama, he says, that's the mama that came see me. And the husband looks at that. He turns white like a sheet. He says, honey, he says, that's the old lady that was looking at me at the hospital.
Oh.
That's my great-great-grandmother.
Wow.
Whoa.
So.
Oh.
And the little boy said, the mama told me I was going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's one for the books, huh?
Good story.
Let me tell you one thing. We're getting deep with this situation here.
Well, supposedly this is a true story now.
That's what I'm saying, though. That it's hitting closer to home than before. So.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all doing a good job, folks. Keep it up.
Y'all have a good Halloween.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Another call, Jim. Charlie?
Bonjour. Qui tu parle?
Hey, Charlie. It's Henry Manuel.
Hey, Henry. Comment les affaires à Unis?
Oh, Trump. Trump.
Mais,
on a eu trop poussé de midi depuis ici.
Wow. C'est pas trop fraîche là-bas.
Ouais, ça fait bien fraîche.
Bien fraîche, hein?
Fraîche.
Uh-huh. Qui t'a pas ni compté ce matin?
Ouais, mon compte, c'est dans les vieux temps. Le soir, on vend le Halloween, les bétails charrés. Les vieux habitants disaient ça, c'est le bétail charré.
Uh-huh.
Un vieux habitant a dit à l'autre, il dit, moi, je vais me cacher dans mon gars ce soir, puis il dit, je vais voir qui mes bœufs va dire. Ça fait les bœufs. Dans la nuit, tu connais, il a rêvé, c'était un rêve, il a rêvé que les deux bœufs de Bécharène à l'autre. Il dit, on va emmener notre. Qui on va faire demain? Il dit, oh, ils vont emmener notre maître en cimetière. Il dit. Le vieux habitant a eu assez peur, il s'est sauvé dans la maison, et il ne voulait pas connaître à rien, il ne voulait pas dire rien à personne d'autre. Ça va attendu, tu connais. Mais le 1er de novembre, c'est là où ça allait nettoyer les tombes dans le cimetière.
Exactement.
Et c'est ça, les bœufs étaient pétés l'un à l'autre. Il arrivait, ça, tu connais. Tout ça, il ne voulait pas connaître à rien que les bétails disaient le soir au bon.
That's a good story.
All right, Henry, merci.
Mon vieux papa me dit compter ça tous les ans. Tous les ans, il me dit compter ça.
Ah, mais c'était moyen intéressant.
Ouais, ouais.
All right.
Parle de les vieux, t'es superstitious. Moi, je vous parle, t'es beaucoup superstitious.
Uh-huh.
Un cimetière, vous voulez pas t'y passer visiter ailleurs. Vous voulez t'y transmettre direct chez toi. Parce que si t'y passer visiter, t'y emmener la mortalité à tes familles.
Oh.
Oh, Lordy.
Il avait tout ça. Tout ça, des comptes. Moi, je peux juste, on n'a pas le temps, c'est pour moi de dire tous les comptes.
Yeah, mais on va prendre ça une autre fois.
All righty.
Thank you, Henry. Good.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. Let's take a break, Charlie. On va écouter un message avec vous, and then we'll pick up some more calls.
Allons chanter pour Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service. Robert n'est pas prêt à les autres. Peut l'appeler. Il va pas commencer avec ses trick-or-treat. Robert, c'est un homme, c'est un professionnel. Il est dans le business depuis 1977. Et Robert va tout le temps vous donner des traitements qui va être bon pour vous autres quand ça vient pour faire des réparations ou changer des fixtures et tout ça. Il peut faire l'ouvrage pour vous autres. Il peut vous donner une estimation des prix coûtants si bien. Ça fait pour n'importe qui qualité d'ouvrage, ça vous a besoin que ce sera remplacé un vieux sink ou des faucets et tout ça. Là. Ça peut dépendre de si Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service. Lui, il a la licence de Master Plumber. Numéro 636. Et si vous avez plus d'informations, vous devrez appeler Robert à 363-5874. 363-5874. Et ça, c'est le numéro de vous pour trouver toutes les réponses à toutes vos questions. Ça vous entend.
OK, Charlie, let's hear, pick up a message now, and then we'll pick up some calls. Let's hear from Blake's Pharmacy.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. The staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania in Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497.
All right, Charlie, t'es paré pour d'autres calls?
Mais allons, Charlie, et bonjour, qui s'y parle?
Good morning, good cold morning, this is Jennifer.
Hey Jennifer, on a fini notre, comment t'appelles ça, un coup de main?
Yeah, speaking of coup de main went very well. We had a good time cleaning, and I want to thank everybody that participated, and the city workers did an amazing and wonderful job, even though it was a little cold and a little raining, but everything went well. And I also want, in case people didn't hear, last night in the gubernatorial debate, our governor mentioned, and he said that he loved Villeplatte, in case y'all didn't hear that.
He mentioned Villeplatte?
Yes, he did. In the debate, he said, I love Villeplatte. I'm like, oh, I was screaming and hollering. The governor loves Villeplatte.
Why did he mention Villeplatte for? Do you have any idea?
The debate was going back and forth about big cities and who he loves and what things are going on in what cities. And he said, you know, just like New Orleans and Shreveport, and I love New Orleans and Shreveport, and I love Villeplatte.
Wow.
Oh, that was amazing. That was amazing. But I want to remind everybody of the annual haunted house tonight. Speaking of Halloween, I've been hearing all of the superstitions, but, you know, some of those may come true. You never know.
Never can.
So 6 to 8 at the Girls Boys Place, we're having our annual haunted house. The mayor will be there giving out candies to the Shed Babies, and she's going to be dressed up in Halloween, and it's going to be a scary, scary night, but it's going to be a fun night. Because every year we have people running out of there, even the adults. But that's the fun part. But we start at 6, and we will go until 8 o'clock. This is a free event, so bring the Shed Babies, the big ones and the little ones, and have a bon ton time at the haunted house. And also the official Halloween trick-or-treating hours for the city is also 6 to 8.
Mayor, you're talking about people scattering on this. We use that as our word of the day. Le mot du jour, effarouché. That's what you're going to be doing tonight. You're going to be effaroucheing the crowd.
Exactly. I didn't know that's the word, but that's good. I'm going to be doing that all night from 6 o'clock to 8. and then we just going to have, it's just a good time, a family time. You know, we invite both parents to come and bring the share babies and come through the halls, because we have a long hall and different rooms of that are decorated with Halloween scary stuff, and it's a fun time. It's really, really fun.
My doctor just told me that my heart is in good shape, so maybe I can go and I can stand the shock that you're going to be dishing out.
Well, just be ready.
Okay.
Will I have to sign a waiver just in case you fall out?
We're gonna wait and see.
I think you're gonna be strong enough, Mr. Charlie. You're a strong man. I think you will be able to stand it.
Well, I like to fight it back on this. I don't like to give up.
But what surprised me last year is we have so many adults that are really, really scared.
Uh-huh.
They get scared. I mean, seriously, they get really, really scared. We had some adults that were more scared than the children.
I believe that, because they were...
It's Halloween, and then some of them even got scared of me. I'm like, it's me. It's me. They're like, oh, Lord, you just scared me. And they just ran out of there.
Well, they were raised that way, Mayor, in their childhood.
Y'all get ready. Y'all get the gumbo pots ready.
My pot is on the stove, ready to be started.
Oh, yeah, and make it last the whole weekend, because look like it's going to be a gumbo, a bulldog homecoming, because y'all know it ain't no homecoming like the bulldog homecoming.
That's right.
People are starting to come in tonight, and so it's going to go the whole weekend. But I also want to remind people, early voting starts on Saturday, too. So once you drag yourself out of bed and ask the Lord to help you, you know, go and vote. And then Saturday night they have the old-time street dance.
Right.
Old-time street dance. People will be dancing in the streets between Cafe Evangeline and Evangeline Drugstore, right at the corner of Main and Northwest Railroad. Cafe Evangeline and the Arts Council, they are sponsoring that, so we invite people. And it's free. So just come dance in the street on Saturday. I think it starts in the afternoon around 5:30 or so.
So they won't have the coffee pot, the gumbo pot ready?
They might have. They're going to have a lot of vendors out there.
Okay. Well, good.
So it's a lot of things to do in Ville Platte this weekend. So y'all have a bon temps and stay warm and stay safe.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, your turn, Charlie. Let's go back to
Okay, it's time to winterize your pool. And we said that a couple of weeks ago, and you said Charlie is losing his mind. It's time to winterize for the fall and the winter months that are coming. Well, guess what? It's here. You want to bring a sample of your pool water to H2O Pools and Supplies so they can help you close your pool properly. Drain the equipment and cover it, or run the pump and the motor weekly to keep the equipment in working condition. Now, in case of a freeze, now that's to come too. Run your pump, motor running during freeze, or drain the equipment and the lines to keep from freezing and cracking. If you need assistance, call H2O Pools and Supplies in Eunice at 546-6999. Now, they're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or come by at 330 North C.C. Dusson Street in Eunice. Or call them here in Ville Platte at 363-6729. And H2O Pools and Supplies is your exclusive dealer, and that's for Pro Team Supreme. Okay, Mark, I tell you what, I have another message to deliver,
okay.
And that's everyone's personal insurance center, the Epic Insurance Center in Mamou, because your future is never clear. Epic Insurance is here for you. They're located at their new location, 508 6th Street in Mamou. They're the place that you want to go visit with Bridget Beaufort, the owner and the agent of Epic Insurance. She can cover any and all types of policy, of insurance policy that you may need. Contact her, let her work it up, and she'll give you satisfaction and peace of mind. Call Bridget today at 468-EPIC or 468-3742. Bridget says she'll stand behind you when the times get tough. She's located in the heart of Mamou, which comes Epic Insurance, everyone's personal insurance, 468-3742, or stop by at 508 6th Street in Mamou.
Charlie, ça c'est à peu près tout notre temps pour notre programme à ce matin.
Radecki, ça a été un vrai bon temps. On a, j'avais promis, c'est tous des treats, pas de tricks. Ça, c'était pour notre Halloween. Demain, on va chanter pour un autre sujet, ça va être le Daylight Savings Time.
Exactly, Charlie. We're going to, instead of wrapping it up with the theme, stay tuned for Classic Country with Cheryl and DJ Jacob coming up. We're going to wrap it up with our traditional spooky song by the late Jimmy Newman. Have a happy Halloween, everyone.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. The dead of the night, the hoot owl in flight,
and the devil was laughing at me. The night I was born, it was said that the owls hooted and flew all night long. An omen that I was an unlucky child, a sign that I'd surely go wrong. As I grew to manhood, I'd tremble in fear when the owls would hoot mournfully. I grew up believing my soul had been claimed, and the devil was laughing at me. The people all said that my mind was no good. There was madness and hate in my eyes. Wild with the drink, I shot old Charlie Lynx, and they sent me to prison for life.